नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्णाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी भाष्चारिषुतारिणे. What follows consists of Srila Prabhupada's most often quoted verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Translations by Srila Prabhupada. First canto, first chapter, text 1. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Janma Jasya Yatam Vayadita Datascha Tesha Bingha Swarat Dhenim Brahma Vidaya Adikavahi Muhyanti Yatsudayah Dejo va nimadam yathav nimayo yatra tisargom risha dam nasvi nasadam rastakuakam satyam param dhimahi. O my Lord Sri Krishna, son of Vasudev, O all pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. I meditate upon Lord Sri Krishna because he is the absolute truth and the primeval cause of all causes of the creation, sustenance and destruction of the manifested universes. He is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations, and he is independent because there is no other cause beyond him. It is he only who first imparted the Vedic knowledge unto the heart of Brahmaji, the original living being. By him, even the great sages and demigods are placed into illusion, as one is bewildered by the illusory representations of water seen in fire or land seen on water. Only because of him do the material universes, temporarily manifested by the reactions of the three modes of nature, appear factual, although they are unreal. I therefore meditate upon him, Lord Sri Krishna, who is eternally existent in the transcendental abode, which is forever free from the illusory representations of the material world. I meditate upon him, for he is the absolute truth. Chapter 1, text 2.
Dharma projita kaita vota padamoni matsaranam satam vejam vastava matavastu shivadam tapatrayo mulanam Shrimad Bhagavate Mahamunakate King Vaparayarishwara Sanyodindavarunyate Chakatabhishu Shushubhis Takshana.
Completely rejecting all religious activities which are materially motivated, this Bhagavat Purana propounds the highest truth, which is understandable by those devotees who are fully pure in heart. The highest truth is reality distinguished from illusion for the welfare of all. Such truth uproots the threefold miseries. This beautiful Bhagavatam, compiled by the great sage Vyasadeva in his maturity, is sufficient in itself for God realization. What is the need of any other scripture? As soon as one attentively and submissively hears the message of Bhagavatam, by this culture of knowledge, the Supreme Lord is established within his heart. Chapter 1, text 3.
Nigamakalpatado galitam palam sukamukadamita dravasam yutam Pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam mohodahodasika bhuvibhavuka.
O expert and thoughtful men, relish Srimad Bhagavatam, the mature fruit of the desire tree of Vedic literatures. It emanated from the lips of Sri Shukadev Goswami. Therefore, this fruit has become even more tasteful, although its nectarian juice was already relishable for all, including liberated souls.
Chapter 1, Text 10. The sages at Naimasharanya address Srila Suta Goswami.
Brahinalpayushaksabhya kalavasmin yugejana Mandasu manna matayo manna bhagya yupadruta.
O learned one, in this iron age of Kali, men have but short lives. They are quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky, and above all, always disturbed.
Chapter 1, Text 14.
Apanak sang sitim gorang yam nam vivashogrinam
tadaksanyo vimuchita yadnabeti svayambayam.
Living beings who are entangled in the complicated meshes of birth and death can be freed immediately by even unconsciously chanting the holy name of Krishna, which is feared by fear personified.
Chapter 1, text 22.
Fam naksandarshito datra dustadam nistitishitam kalim sattaharam pungsam karnadhara ivarnavam.
We think that we have met your goodness by the will of Providence, just so that we may accept you as captain of the ship for those who desire to cross the difficult ocean of Kali, which deteriorates all the good qualities of a human being.
Chapter 2, text 4. Sri Suta Goswami addresses the sages at Naimasharanya.
Narayanam namaskritya narang chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayamadhirayet.
Before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead, Narayan, unto Naranarayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadev, the author.
Chapter 2, text 5.
Munayaksara Prishtoham Bhavadvi Lokamangalam Yatkatak Krishna Samprasno Yenatma Suprasirati.
O sages, I have been justly questioned by you. Your questions are worthy because they relate to Lord Krishna, and so are of relevance to the world's welfare. Only questions of this sort are capable of completely satisfying the self.
Chapter 2, text 6.
Savai pung sang parodharmo yato bhakti dadhokshaji ahoitukya pratyata yayatma suprasirati.
The supreme occupation, dharma, for all humanity is that by which men can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendent Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted to completely satisfy the self.
Text 7.
Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayatyasu Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Yadahoy Dukham.
By rendering devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world.
Text 8.
Dharmak sanushchitak pungsang vishrakse nakatasuyak notpadiyed yadidatim shama eva hi kevalam.
The occupational activities a man performs according to his own position are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of the personality of Godhead.
Text 9.
Dharmasya yapavargasya narto tayopakalpate nartasya dharmaikantasya kamolabhayahi smitaho.
All occupational engagements are certainly meant for ultimate liberation. They should never be performed for material gain. Furthermore, according to sages, one who is engaged in the ultimate occupational service should never use material gain to cultivate sense gratification.
Text 10.
Kamasinindriya priti labho jivete yavata jivasya tatva jingyasa narto yascheya karmabhi.
Life's desires should never be directed towards sense gratification. One should desire only a healthy life or self-preservation, since a human being is meant for inquiry about the absolute truth. Nothing else should be the goal of one's works.
Text 11.
Padanti tattatta vidas tattvangya jnanamanvayam brahmeti padamatmeti bhagavan iti shabnyate.
Learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth call this non-dual substance Brahman, Paramatma, or Bhagavan.
Text 12.
Tachadadana manayo jnana vairagya yuktaya pasyanchatmanichatmanam bhaktya shudgahitaya.
the seriously inquisitive student or sage, well equipped with knowledge and detachment, realizes that absolute truth by rendering devotional service in terms of what he has heard from the Vedanta Shruti. Text 13. Atakpum vidvidashreshta varnashrama vibhagasaha sunushchitasya dharmasya sansiddhi haritoshanam. O best among the twice born, it is therefore concluded that the highest perfection one can achieve by discharging the duties prescribed for one's own occupation according to caste divisions and orders of life is to please the personality of Godhead. Text 14.
Tasmadi kena manasa bhagavan satpatam puti shrotavya kirtitavyascha dhiyak pujascha nityada.
Therefore, with one pointed attention, one should constantly hear about, glorify, remember, and worship the personality of Godhead, who is the protector of the devotees. Text 15.
Yananudnyasina yukta karma grandina bandhanam chindanti kovidastasya konakuryat katarathim.
With sword in hand, intelligent men cut through the binding knots of reactionary work or karma by remembering the personality of Godhead. Therefore, who will not pay attention to his message? Text 16.
Shushusho sadhanasya vasudeva katharuchi syan mahatseveya vipra punyati tanashevanat.
O twice-born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudev. Text 17.
Shindratang sakatha krishna punya shavana kirtanah ridyantak stho devadhrani vidunoti suritsatam.
Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma or Supersoul in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. Text 18.
Nashta prayesha bhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavatyuttama shloke bhakti bhavati naishtiki.
By regular attendance in classes on the Srimad Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Text 19.
Tadaradastamo bhava kamalo bhadayashtaye chaita etahna vidham stitam sattve prasidati.
As soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, the effects of nature's modes of passion and ignorance, such as lust, desire, and hankering, disappear from the heart. Then the devotee is established in goodness, and he becomes completely happy. Text 20.
Evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogatah bhagavat tatta vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate.
Thus established in the mode of unalloyed goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service to the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead in the stage of liberation from all material association. Text 21.
Vidyate vidya grantish chidyante sarvasanshaya chiyante chasya karmani drishtahe vatmanishwade.
Thus the knot in the heart is pierced, and all misgivings are cut to pieces. The chain of fruit of actions is terminated when one sees the self as master.
Text 22.
Ato vaikavayo nityam bhaktim padamaya muda vasudeve bhagavati kovantyatnabasadhani.
Certainly, therefore, since time immemorial, all transcendentalists have been rendering devotional service to Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead, with great delight,
because such devotional service is enlivening to the self.
Chapter 3, text 28, Suta Goswami says to the sages,
Ete chang sakala pungsak krishnas tu bhagavan swayam indradi vyakulam lokam vidyandi yuge yuge.
All of the above mentioned incarnations are either plenary portions or portions of the plenary portions of the Lord. But Lord Sri Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. All of them appear on planets whenever there is a disturbance created by the atheists. The Lord incarnates to protect the theists.
Text 40.
Idam Bhagavatam nama padanam brahma sammitam uttama sloka charitam chakara bhagavan rishi bhikshe sahya lokasya danyam sasya yanam mahat.
This Srimad Bhagavatam is the literary incarnation of God, and it is compiled by Srila Vyasadeva, the incarnation of God. It is meant for the ultimate good of all people, and it is all successful, all blissful, and all perfect.
Text 43.
Krishne sadhamo bhagate dharma jnana dibisaha kalo nascha dishamesha padana kodunoditaha.
This Bhagavat Purana is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in the age of Kali shall get light from this Purana.
Chapter 5, text 10. Sri Narada says to Srila Vyasadeva,
Nayadvachas chittapadam hare yasho jagat pavitram praganita karchit tadvayasam titamashandhi manasa nayatrahamsa nidamantri shikshaya.
Those words which do not describe the glories of the Lord, who alone can sanctify the atmosphere of the whole universe, are considered by saintly persons to be like unto a place of pilgrimage for crows. Since the all-perfect persons are inhabitants of the transcendental abode, they do not derive any pleasure there.
Text 11.
Tadvag visargo janatagha viplavo yasmin pratish lokam abhadna vatyapi namanyanantasya yashonkitaniyak chinvandi gayandi granandi sadapaho.
On the other hand, that literature which is full of descriptions of the transcendental glories of the name, fame, forms, pastimes, etc. of the unlimited Supreme Lord is a different creation, full of transcendental words directed toward bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of this world's misdirected civilization. Such transcendental literatures, even though imperfectly composed, are heard, sung, and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest.
Text 12.
Naishkarmim apyachuta bhava varjitam nashobhati jnanamalang niranjanam kutak punak shaswada bhadram ishwade nacharpitam karma yadapyakaranam.
Knowledge of self-realization, even though free from all material affinity, does not look well if devoid of a conception of the infallible Lord. What then is the use of fruitive activities, which are naturally painful from the very beginning and transient by nature, if they are not utilized for the devotional service of the Lord?
Text 17.
Tyaktva sadharmam chananam bhujang harir bhajan apakpo tapateteto yadi yatrakva badhrama bhudhamushyakin kovata apto apajatam sadharmataho.
One who has forsaken his material occupations to engage in the devotional service of the Lord may sometimes fall down while in an immature stage, yet there is no danger of his being unsuccessful. On the other hand, a non-devotee, though fully engaged in occupational duties, does not gain anything.
Text 18.
Tasya evaheto payate trakovido nalam hite yadn brahmatam upar yudaha Talamite dukkavadanyatak sukham kale nisarvatta gabhira ranghasa.
Persons who are actually intelligent and philosophically inclined should endeavor only for that purposeful end which is not obtainable even by wandering from the topmost planet, Brahmaloka, down to the lowest planet, Patala. As far as happiness derived from sense enjoyment is concerned, it can be obtained automatically in course of time, just as in course of time we obtain miseries even though we do not desire them. Text 20.
Idam hi visham bhagavan hi vetaro yato jagatstan nado dasambhava tadni svayam veda bhavang satapiti pradesha matram bhavadak pradarshitam.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Himself this cosmos, and still He is aloof from it. From Him only has this cosmic manifestation emanated. In Him it rests, and unto Him it enters after annihilation. Your good self knows all about this. I have given only a synopsis.
Text 22. Idam hi pungsas tapasak shutasya va swissasya suktasya ca buddhi datteyo avichyuto tak kavabir narupito yaduttama shloka gunanu varnanam.
Learned circles have positively concluded that the infallible purpose of the advancement of knowledge, namely austerities, study of the Vedas, sacrifice, chanting of hymns and charity, culminates in the transcendental descriptions of the Lord, who is defined in choice poetry.
Chapter 7, Text 4. Sudha Goswami says to the assembled sages,
Bhakti yoga namanasi samyak panahite male apashyat purusham punam mayam cha tadapashriyam.
Thus, Srila Vyasadeva fixed his mind, perfectly engaging it by linking it in devotional service or bhakti yoga without any tinge of materialism. And thus he saw the absolute personality of Godhead along with his external energy, which was under full control.
Text 5.
Yaya sammohito jiva atmanam trigunatmakam padopi manate nartam tatkritam chabipadyate.
Due to this external energy, the living entity, although transcendental to the three modes of material nature, thinks of himself as a material product and thus undergoes the reactions of material miseries.
Text 6.
Anato pasamang sakshad bhakti yoga madhokshaji lokasya janato vidvangs chakve sat patasanghitam.
The material miseries of the living entity, which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this, and therefore the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature, which is in relation to the Supreme Truth.
Text 7.
Yasyang vaishuyamanayam krishne padamapurushe bhakti rutpanyate pungsa shoka moha vayapaha.
Simply by giving all reception to this Vedic literature, the feeling for loving devotional service to Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sprouts up at once to extinguish the fire of lamentation, illusion, and fearfulness.
Text 10.
Atmaramascha munayo nirgrantha apyurukrame govante hoitikim bhaktim ittam bhutagana hari.
All different varieties of Atmaramas, those who take pleasure in the Atma or Spirit Self, especially those established on the path of self-realization, though freed from all kinds of material bondage, desire to render unalloyed devotional service unto the Personality of Godhead. This means that the Lord possesses transcendental qualities and therefore can attract everyone, including liberated souls.
Chapter 8, Text 18, Srimati Kunti Devi says to Lord Krishna,
Namasye purusham tvadhyam isharam prakate param Alakshyam sarvabhutanam antar bahiravastitam.
O Krishna, I offer my obeisances unto you because you are the original personality and are unaffected by the qualities of the material world. You are existing both within and without everything, yet you are invisible to all.
Text 19.
Maya jamanikachannam agyarhokshajamavyayam nalakshyase mudhadrsha nato nachadado yatha.
Being beyond the range of limited sense perception, you are the eternally irreproachable factor covered by the curtain of deluding energy. You are invisible to the foolish observer, exactly as an actor dressed as a player is not recognized.
Text 20.
Tata padamahamsanam muninam amalatmanam bhakti yoga vidanatam katam pasye mahistriyaho.
You yourself descend to propagate the transcendental science of devotional service unto the hearts of the advanced transcendentalists and mental speculators who are purified by being able to discriminate between matter and spirit. How then can we women know you perfectly?
Text 25.
Vipadaksandutakshasvat tattvatattva jagadguru bhavato darshanam yasyad apunar bhavadarshanam.
I wish that all those calamities would happen again and again, so that we could see you again and again. For seeing you means that we will no longer see repeated births and deaths.
Text 26.
Janmaisha yushrita sribhir edhama namadakpuman naivar hyatya vidhatum vaitvama kinchana gocharam.
My lord, your lordship can easily be approached, but only by those who are materially exhausted. One who is on the path of material progress, trying to improve himself with respectable parentage, great opulence, high education, and bodily beauty, cannot approach you with sincere feeling.
Text 35.
Bhavismin klishyamananam avidya kama karmabhi shavanas madanahani kadishyan nitikechana.
And yet others say that you appear to rejuvenate the devotional service of hearing, remembering, worshipping, and so on, in order that the conditioned soul suffering from material pangs might take advantage and gain liberation.
Text 36.
Shrinvanti gayanti gunantya bhikshnasa smadanti nandandita vehitam jana daiva pasyan chachade natavakam bhava pravaho padamam padambujam.
O Krishna, those who continuously hear, chant, and repeat your transcendental activities, or who take pleasure in others doing so, certainly see your lotus feet, which alone can stop the repetition of birth and death.
Text 42.
Vaime hinanya vishaya mati madupate sakrit ratnamun vahata radha gange vaughamudanvati.
O Lord of Madhu, as the Ganges forever flows to the sea without hindrance, let my attraction be constantly drawn unto you without being diverted to anyone else.
Text 43.
Shri Krishna Krishna Sakavrishya Bhavani Dru Gradanya Vangshadhanana Pavarga Viyo Govinda Govidisarati Hatavatada Yogeshara Kilagoro Bhakavan Namaste.
O Krishna, O friend of Arjuna, O chief amongst the descendants of Vrishni, you are the destroyer of those political parties which are disturbing elements on this earth. Your prowess never deteriorates. You are the proprietor of the transcendental abode, and you descend to relieve the distresses of the cows, the Brahmins, and the devotees. You possess all mystic powers, and you are the preceptor of the entire universe. You are the Almighty God, and I offer you my respectful obeisances.
Chapter 10, Text 4, Suta Goswami addresses the sages.
Kamam vabarsha parjanyak savakam dugamahi sishashusma vrajan gavak payasod hasvati mudal.
During the reign of Maharaj Yudhishthir, the clouds showered all the water that people needed, and the earth produced all the necessities of man in profusion. Due to its fatty milk bag and cheerful attitude, the cow used to moisten the grazing ground with milk.
Chapter 13, Text 10, Maharaj Yudhishthir addresses Vidura. Bhavadvandha bhagavatas tirtha bhutasayam vibho tirti kuvanti tirthani svantakste nagadavata.
My lord, devotees like your good self are verily holy places personified. Because you carry the personality of Godhead within your heart, you turn all places into places of pilgrimage.
Chapter 13, Text 47, Narada Muni addresses Yudhishthir. Ahastani sahastanam apadani chatushpadam phalguni tatta mahatam jivo jivasya jivanam.
Those who are devoid of hands are prey for those who have hands. Those devoid of legs are prey for the four-legged. The weak are the subsistence of the strong. And the general rule holds that one living being is food for another.
Chapter 18, Text 13. The sages address Suta Goswami. Tulayama lavena pi nasargam napunarbhuvam Bhagavat Sanghi Sanghasya Martyanam Kamutashisho.
The value of a moment's association with a devotee of the Lord cannot even be compared to the attainment of heavenly planets or liberation from matter. And what to speak of worldly benedictions in the form of material prosperity, which are for those who are meant for death.
Canto 2, Chapter 1, Text 1. Srila Shukadeva Goswami addresses Maharaj Parikshit. Vadiyaneshate prashnak kato loka hitam nipa atmavit sammatak pungsam shotavyadishu yakpadaha.
My dear king, your question is glorious because it is very beneficial to all kinds of people. The answer to this question is the prime subject matter for hearing, and it is approved by all transcendentalists.
Text 2. Shotavyadini rajendra ninang santi sahasrashah apashyatam atmatatvam griheshu gahamerinam.
Those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of ultimate truth, have many subject matters for hearing in human society, O Emperor.
Text 3. Nidraya ariyate naktam vibhayena chavaviyah divachate yarajan kathumba bodanena va.
The lifetime of such an envious householder is passed at night either in sleeping or in sex indulgence, and in the daytime either in making money or maintaining family members.
Text 4. Deha puttikalatra di svatma sainyeshu satrapi Tesham pramatto nidanam pashyannapi na pashyati.
Persons devoid of atma tattva do not inquire into the problems of life, being too attached to the fallible soldiers like the body, children, and wife. Although sufficiently experienced, they still do not see their inevitable destruction.
Text 5. Tasman bharata sarvatma bhagavan ishvaro hari shrotavya kirtitavyascha smartavyascha chatabhayam.
O descendant of King Bharat, one who desires to be free from all miseries must hear about, glorify, and also remember the personality of Godhead, who is the Supersoul, the Controller, and the Savior from all miseries.
Text 6. Etavan sankhya yogabhyam sadharma padinishtaya janmalabhak padak pungsang ante narayanasmati.
The highest perfection of human life, achieved either by complete knowledge of matter and spirit, by practice of mystic powers, or by perfect discharge of occupational duty, is to remember the personality of Godhead at the end of life. Text 8.
Idam Bhagavatam nama puranam brahma sammitam adittavan vaparado pitun vaipayanaraham.
At the end of the Dwapara Yuga, I studied this great supplement of the Vedic literature named Srimad Bhagavatam, which is equal to all the Vedas, from my father, Srila Dvaipayana Vyasadeva.
Text 11. Etanni vidyamananam micchatam akatobayam yoginam nipaninitam hadinam anukirtanam.
O King, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of the great authorities is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from all material desires, those who are desirous of all material enjoyment, and also those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge.
Chapter 2, Text 37. Pribandihi bhagavata atmanaksatam katam matang shavanapatesha sambratam punanti te visayiva dushitasayam vadanti chachadanasaro duhantikam.
Those who drink through all reception, fully filled with the nectarian message of Lord Krishna, the beloved of the devotees, purify the polluted aim of life known as material enjoyment, and thus go back to Godhead, to the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead.
Chapter 3, Text 10. Akamaksavakamova mokshakam udaradhi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta pudushang param.
A person who has broader intelligence, whether he be full of all material desire, without any material desire, or desiring liberation, must by all means worship the Supreme Whole, the Personality of Godhead.
Chapter 3, Text 17, Shonaka Rishi addresses Suta Goswami. Ayu hadati vai pungsam udyan astang chayannaso tasyate yachano nita uttama shloka vataya.
Both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone, except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of the all-good personality of Godhead.
Text 18. Tadavakin jivanti bastrakin nashvasantyuta nakadanti namehanti kingrame pashavopare.
Do the trees not live? Do the bellows of the blacksmith not breathe? All around us, do the beasts not eat and discharge semen?
Text 19. Svavindrahoshtakarai sangstutak purushak pasu nayat karna patopeto jatu namagadagujaho.
Men who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses, praise those men who never listen to the transcendental pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna, the deliverer from evils.
Chapter 4, Text 18. Shukadeva Goswami says to King Parikshit,
Kiratahunandrapulindapulkashabhirashumba javanakashalayaho yenye cha papa yadapashaya shaya studyanti tasmai pavavishnave namaho.
Kirata, Huna, Andhra, Pulinda, Pulkasha, Abhira, Shumba, Yavana, members of the Kasha races, and even others addicted to sinful acts, can be purified by taking shelter of the devotees of the Lord, due to his being the supreme power. I beg to offer my respectful obeisances unto him.
Text 20.
Shri Yakpati, Yagyapati, Prajapati, Diyang patir loka patir darapati patir gatish chandaka vrishni satpatam prasidatam he bhagavan satam pati.
May Lord Sri Krishna, who is the worshipable Lord of all devotees, the protector and glory of all the kings like Andaka and Vrishni of the Yadu dynasty, the husband of all goddesses of fortune, the director of all sacrifices, and therefore the leader of all living entities,
the controller of all intelligence, the proprietor of all planets, spiritual and material, and the supreme incarnation on the earth. The supreme all in all, be merciful upon me.
Chapter 9, text 33, Lord Krishna says to Brahma,
Ahameva sameva grinnadyan yat sarasatparam paschadaham yade tacha yovishishita sosmyaham.
Brahma, it is I, the personality of Godhead, who was existing before the creation, when there was nothing but myself. Nor was there the material nature, the cause of this creation. That which you now see is also I, the personality of Godhead. And after annihilation, what remains will also be I, the personality of Godhead.
Text 34.
Vritir tam yat pratiheta na pratiheta chatmani tad vidyaratmano mayam yatabhaso yatatamaho.
O Brahma, whatever appears to be of any value, if it is without relation to me, has no reality. Know it as my illusory energy, that reflection which appears to be in darkness.
Text 35.
Yata mahandi bhutani bhuteshu chavateshvano avishtanyapivashtani tatateshu nateshvaham.
O Brahma, please know that the universal elements enter into the cosmos and at the same time do not enter into the cosmos. Similarly, I myself also exist within everything created, and at the same time, I am outside of everything.
Text 36.
Etavadeva jignyasyam tatvajignyasunatmanah anvaya vatirekshabhyam yatsyat sarvatra sarvada.
A person who is searching after the supreme absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, must certainly search for it up to this, in all circumstances, in all space and time, and both directly and indirectly.
Chapter 10, text 6, Shukadev Goswami says to King Parikshit,
Nirodha syanashayanam atmanak sahashaktibhi mukti hitvan yata rupam sarupe nyavavastitihi.
The merging of the living entity, along with his conditional living tendency, with the mystic lying down of the Mahavishnu, is called the winding up of the cosmic manifestation. Liberation is the permanent situation of the form of the living entity after he gives up the changeable, gross, and subtle material bodies.
Canto 3, Chapter 2, Text 12, Sri Uddhava said to Vidura,
Yanmatyalilao payakam svayoga maya balang darshayata grihitam vismapanam sasachasa bhagardhi padam padam bhushana bhushanangam.
To exhibit the strength of his own spiritual potency, Lord Krishna manifested a suitable form just for his pastimes in the material world. This form was wonderful even for him, and was the supreme abode of the wealth of good fortune. Its limbs were so beautiful that they increased the beauty of the ornaments worn on different parts of his body.
The trip.
Third Canto, Chapter 15, Text 43, Lord Brahma says to the demigods,
Tasya ravinda nayanasya pada ravinda kinjalkamishya tulasi mukadanda vayu antargatak svivade nachakarate shang sankshobam akshara dusham apichitta tanvo.
When the breeze carrying the aroma of tulsi leaves from the toes of the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead entered the nostrils of the four Kumaras, they experienced a change both in body and in mind, even though they were attached to the impersonal Brahman understanding.
Chapter 25, Text 21, Lord Kapila says to his mother Devahuti,
Titikshavakarunika sudadak sarvadehinam
Ajatashatavak Shanta Sadhavak Sadhubhushanam.
The symptoms of a sadhu are that he is tolerant, merciful, and friendly to all living entities. He has no enemies, he is peaceful, he abides by the scriptures, and all his characteristics are sublime. Text 25.
Satam pasangan mamaviya sangvido bhavanti ritkana rasayanakata tanjoshanara shrapavargavatmani shadharati bhaktiranukramishyati.
In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and thereafter he is freed and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begin. Chapter 29, Text 13.
Sa lokya sarshti samipya sarupyai katvamapyuta diyamanam nagrinanti vinamatsevanam jana.
A pure devotee does not accept any kind of liberation. Sa lokya, sarshti, samipya, sarupya, or ekatva, even though they are offered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead.